11 and verse 16. Our theme for this year's camp meeting is open, and the heavens were opened. Lighthouse, that's where everything about us comes from. Our help, our resources, our hope, our destination. Don't lose sight of that. Everything we look to find, become, get, whatever, including where we petition. I told my wife we are going to court. He said, they gave you ticket. I said, no. We are going to heaven's court. My people, nothing remain. You know how they said, the Lord has done it all. Jesus has done it all. Oh, Lord has done it all. Jesus has done it all. You know, when I was sharing that thing, there was a part I didn't tell you. When she moved the car to park it, and I came out of the car, then a beast came out from that darkness and beat me and it hooked me on my arm like this. Except that this said, lose him, let him go. My God, you won't be found alone, no. Let's lift up our hands to God. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, hold me close. Let your love surround me, bring me near. Bring me near, draw me to your side, and as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of your love. The Lord said I should tell somebody here, I'm coming down to get you. Hallelujah. And if he so bring you out, you'll be the only one remaining flying with him. In Jesus' name we prayed. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16. He says, but now, KJV, my dear, KJV. He said, but now, say now. When is now? Say now. Hallelujah. There's no revelation other than now. Now is now. He said, but now, Shaga, they desire a better country. I don't care what that situation is. We're in that blackness of darkness. Except that we desire a better outcome. We're looking to God. That will send light. So I want us to let this be in our heart and our. You need to look for that better circumstance, because God must meet that with you when it comes. He said, "But now they desire a better country, that is what an heavenly." That's where referencing our theme for this year, open heavens. That is an heavenly, and because of that desire, God is not ashamed to be identified with you. My God, are you here, Lighthouse? God identifies with those whose heart are towards him. He will not fail you, my people. Hallelujah. He said, because of that, because of the heart desire they have, that they want an intervention that comes from heaven. Therefore, God is not ashamed. And I told you some time ago, when push comes to shove, it becomes the battle of the gods.
If you don't understand it, put a lid on it, but don't die. Because one day, you will say, he brought me out. He said, but wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Say, he prepared for them. That's why you should not die until he comes. Hold up for us, for higher. This was one of the powerful songs that brought me through. Jesus signals you. Send the answer back. Send the answer back to heaven. By your grace, you will find me standing up. Well, you find us waiting for him when he comes. In Jesus' name. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Prepared for the Lord. Thank you, my sister, who was telling us, I sent that from me. She says she was listening to somebody. How did you prepare for the Lord? Because I share with you, when people have a sense of value, they extend it to others and they expect it. You didn't catch it. When somebody has a sense of value, they extend it to others and they expect it. My mother-in-law, anyway, let's leave that. I was going to, you know, she sends everybody birthday greetings. Guess what? Those who do that, they expect it. You catch what I'm saying? And that's why if you work with a boss, you don't share his value, you will fight. You are tardy, you don't come early, and he comes early, and say he's doing you. No. He's not doing you. Hallelujah. You should know the value. That's what meeting expectation is about. Are you here? You cannot extend. Anyway, just listen. What I want to share with you is that God prepares for you. So if he prepares for you, he expects you to prepare for him. Are you here? If God prepares for you, I've shared with you how replete in the Bible, how of John 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. Jesus said, believe in God also. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Verse 2. I go to prepare. I go to do what? So, he's not going to harvest us not being prepared for us. Lighthouse, you and I must wear a sensitivity. Lighthouse. Failure we see around our homes is derived from people's unpreparedness. Are you here? There's no game around it. Proper preparation. You cannot perform in that for which you are not prepared. Those who perform is not a surprise. You think you at that moment, if I pass, will I be surprised? Those who pass, they knew there's no way they will mark it. Praise the Lord. Give God a hand clap. I'm sharing this with you so that we have a sensitivity. He said, I go to prepare. So when he left with a sense of responsibility. Look at the next verse. When he's ready, I will come and pick you so that where I am, there you may be also. If I go and I prepare a place for you, Shaga, he's coming back. Oh, by the way, God gave us a word here. He said, I'm coming to get you. You know why? He has made their next level ready in the name of Jesus. He says, I'm coming again and I will bring you to the place for you. I said, I will bring you to myself, because that place was where he prepared for himself, for you. So that where I am, Exodus 23 verse 20, he says, behold, I send an angel before you. My people, I thank God. You see, anytime God commands you to do anything, don't strive. Locate the provision. Because he will certainly have made a provision for what he commanded you, for what he demands from you. Say, you will look for it. In fact, Bible tells in Luke chapter 9, chapter 10, there about, he said, when I send you, he said, when you go to any city, look for the man that is worthy there. Another translation says, look for the man of peace there and reside with him. Hallelujah. Shaga. So he will prepare something for you. God is not a God that is not prepared. I want you to know that. What does it mean to be prepared, though? To make something ready. Jesus was going to have the last meal. And the disciples already used to him by now. They said, go and prepare where we'll be ready. Then Peter said, where do you want us to get ready? You see, if you don't incline to hear, you won't speak further. You didn't catch it. That, because we are going somewhere today, prepared for the Lord. God will not speak to those, or like Samuel, he will be calling. But if your response does not align, he was calling him, he was answering in the wrong place, he won't speak further. That's a great understanding to let you know that God will call for your attention. There is what we call the season of response in following God. Season of response. For instance, if I call Tokpe, he's not going to answer me at the instance when I said it. But there is a window within which I expect him to answer back if he heard me. It's a season of response. Yeah, there's a season of response. There's a window that always accompany the interactions God wants to give to you and I. Thank God. Samuel didn't miss that window. You remember, he called the first time, the second time. Fortunately, he had an aged person who has interaction with God. And the man said, God must be calling this man. You know what? If he call you the next time, we did the third time, answer this way. And the moment he responded that way within the window, God spake further. Peter didn't have that luck. Let's put it that way. You remember? The sheep that descended from heaven. God said, arise, eat. He swore, he said. And God proved, he said, how are you saying what I've cleaned? It's dirty. Three times, my people. Say, the season closed. The season of God will not close on our lives in Jesus' name. Season of response. So there is a time for us to prepare, to make ready. It also means to furnish. How good is a house whose keys are delivered but not furnished? Remember when we came to America? We moved to a house that was not prepared. There was no furniture. The only thing we could afford at that time was carpet. And I think TV, so that the children could be busy themselves. The place was so not ready that they learned to ride bicycle in the house. No obstruction. Everybody would be riding their bicycle. Oh my God. Our friend visited us. They saw how bare our house is. Then they went to order furniture for us. Let's give God a hand clap. The house was not ready. Thank God. God made it ready for us. To God be the glory. God bless that family and everyone who supported us. To God be the glory. Say furnish. When good demands, may you be found ready. May you be found furnished. It also means to equip, not to lack anything that will make what to incept possible. Because when things are not ready, you can't do the next one. You can't do next step. You limit or you defer benefits because you were not ready. That won't be our story. To make fit and suitable. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21. He said, if any man purge himself from these things, he will be a vessel. Shaga. He will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. That word meet there is to be fit. This is the one. You know, if you want to rent a house, right? You go to see many places until you see the one that meets your expectation, that fits. I remember when it used to be in Nigeria, even when we got here, we're looking for houses to like move into. Then we'll see some, they will like it, I won't like it. Then we'll see another one, I will like it. Anyway, it was opposite. Then God told us, the one I get for you, both of you will like it. Go, glory be to God. Then one day we saw one. I said, I signaled to her. Oh, that's the one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Say it was meat. You remember how Bible talked about, I will make a helper. Hagar. Oh, you think every woman or every man is compatible? You are lied to. Because we don't all have the same tolerance. We don't all have the same outlook. We don't all have the same grace. You don't know that God prepares people for people. Oh, you should sleep in church. Don't go home. Praise God.
Exodus chapter 23, my dear. So for my children who are here, he said, no, hold on. Meat for the master's use. Say prepared. Not for a specific good. Say for every.
Oh my God. There's nothing God will deliver that you find it not suitable because of certain things. I share with you. I say, if God will command you to do anything, every excuse you will have, God will have factored it in before he delivered it.
Moses said, I cannot speak. Is that what you are saying? I prepared. Oh my God. Shaga. God exhausted all his excuses. Then where he was going was, Lord, okay, I'm not doing. And God said, I'm not doing. Then I'm angry with you. Not on light us. Awake. Say, awake.
There's nothing you will not, God will not demand from you what he did not furnish you.
I don't cry, I didn't get pregnant. Say, I was not furnished. Praise God. Andy and I didn't have to argue on that. Can you imagine if both of us can get pregnant? I tell you, you know, it would be like, okay, I did what I did to overpower me. You want to kill me?
Hallelujah. But the serialization of the task is too real. We don't debate it. We comply. And we support each other in it. I drive her to Balaman Lawyer, Prenata, or what's it called? I would drive her there. I don't even want to hear what they're saying. I'll say, go and meet them inside. So, everything good? Everything good. Okay, let's go home.
Praise the Lord. Say to make fit. Lighthouse.
Prepared unto every good work.
What are the attributes of being prepared for the Lord?
We've shared about how God prepared for us.
How do we prepare for it? Because our theme this year is preparing, making the people ready for the Lord. Isaiah 44, from verse 1.
Yet hear now, O Jacob my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. This is how I walk. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb. Who will help thee?
Shaga, fear not. Doesn't matter what that situation is. O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun. Jeshurun is Israel's nickname. Just in case you see it in the Bible. It's a nickname for the nation of Israel. Jeshurun. He said, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. Just nickname, so to say. Okay, let's go on. Verse 3. God said here, say, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Turn it the other way. Because sometimes to comprehend things, you can not only look at it from this way, you turn it this way too. I will withhold water from him that is not thirsty. Prepare for God. I will close here today so that we can continue without rush. My dear family, I share with you Lighthouse. God tests thirst. You didn't catch it? Yeah. God tests thirst. If we test.
He said, and floods
upon the dry ground. Shaga, not only will I come out and come for you, if I know you are thirsty, you are, that's how you prepare for God. Psalm 63 from verse 1. Look at that scripture. Not only your seed, he said, look at it. Lighthouse. Not a good thing. Not to be tested. You know what I'm saying? He won't come. That's what it's going to say. Lighthouse. You know why? Even if he comes, there's no room. Let's stand up on our feet. Look at what says here. He says, oh God, thou art my God. I share with you, don't be on time people. Are you here? Getting there on time is not true timing. Get there early. The word early means ahead. God knows those who come ahead, my people. It's not jokey, oh. It's not jokey. A prepared person gets there to occupy the best seating. First in line. First in line. First to be served. He said, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirst for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry. What did God say? I will pour flood on dry ground. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. See what will happen. Say to see. Look at this verse. To see thy power and thy glory. But to what are you prepared? God will test it. I will close here today because of time. He said to see thy power. Can I tell you a secret? One of the way God can really bless us is to create a hunger and a thirst for him. That's why you should not despise moments that you should use to draw near to God. You didn't catch it. Oh, the burden is heavy. You don't know. It's a trading time. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my pain. I'm trading that for the Lord. Lighthouse, can I share something with you? There are certain souls, they come upon us to trade. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. So you come, you offer him thirst, he offer you water. Jesus Christ said, I didn't come for them that are well, because they have no need. They have no need of physician. My prayer is that when Jesus Christ comes, he will find test on our heart. Let's lift up our heart to God. You can create one right now. Whatever is draining your strength, when you look upon it, your heart fails. You need water there, my people. You need water there. Thirst is a proof of need for water. When you think about it, your heart sink. Trade it. It will pour water. That's how you prepare for God. Joseph was in that dungeon, black and dark. I went to Ghana some years ago. They took me to where they hold slaves in Ghana. They call it the castle, Elmina Castle. My people, there's no trace of light there. You know where they put Joseph? In the inner. They didn't even charge him to court. Nobody knew he was there, except though his heart was thirsty for God. Say, we bring you out. Don't let that test expire. Trade it quickly. There will be a time that you say, I will live with it. Mm-mm. Trade it. One more minute. Tell God, Lord, I bring this to you. Help me. Thank God for Tomiwa's testimony. There must be something that I recall in your heart.
for God's intervention. There will be something that will call in your heart for God's intervention. Said that we pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Now said what he would do. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and waters upon thy descendants. Father Lord, we thank you. Prepare me for what you have prepared for me. I don't know what God is stirring up in our hearts. You feel so discontent. You feel so, just look like, no, something has to change. We're in the place where you need water. It's a proof to trade with God. It's a way of God's calling us. He said, come to me, everyone that is thirsty. Hallelujah. Come to me, everyone that is thirsty, and I will give you water to drink. He calls it living water. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. Daddy, until we see you, we are limited by time. Except you are not. Daddy, let the scent of water revive every soul here today. Lord, I pray that we'll have appetite for your intervention. Help us not to do anything by ourselves. Psalm 37 verse 7 says, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. He will bring a good. Lord, between now and next week, let us return to have a proof of how you have helped us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's place the chance towards me. Just pray for me. I will not cease to test after the Lord. I will not cease to test. That's all I need. Help this man, Lord. Let him never cease to test for you. Help him never to cease to test for you. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. As we go from here, Lord, let fresh well be dug in our hearts that desire water from you. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. May God bless you. Have a good lunch.